incoming message.
Let's talk about setting boundaries, because apparently some people still think, "Can you do me a favor?" is a legal summons. It's not. Boundaries are how we stay sane, my friends. It's how we stay healthy and out of group texts we never wanted to be in to begin with. Boundaries are how we tell the world, "I love you, but not enough to ruin my afternoon." You see, without boundaries, we're basically a human open 24 hours sign. People will stroll into your life at 2 a.m. with their problems, their drama, and their broken emotional luggage, and you'll be standing there like, "Sure, dump it all right here on my soul. I'll sort it alphabetically." No, no more, my friend. Boundaries are not rude. Boundaries are how we show respect for ourselves and for other people. Because when we say no to what drains us, we're actually saying yes to what feeds us. You know, it's like emotional composting.
Recycle the nonsense and grow something better.
Now listen, people will test your boundaries. Oh yes, they'll poke them like they're checking a fence for weak spots. You say, sorry, I can't make it tonight. And they'll come back with, "It'll only be a minute," or worse, "But you're so good at this." Listen, just because you're good at catching flying monkeys, that doesn't mean you should live in the Wizard of Oz. Setting boundaries sounds like this. "Thank you, but no, I cannot help with that. I'm not available." And my personal favorite, dead silence. Because not every request deserves a response. And you know what? The right people, the ones who actually care about you, they're gonna respect those boundaries. The wrong people, they're gonna pout, guilt trip, or begin playing tiny invisible violins. Let them, yes, I'm channeling Mel Robbins, let them audition for the pity orchestra while you live your peaceful, drama-free life. In the end, boundaries are not walls to keep people out. They're doors that say, "You're welcome to visit, just wipe your feet first." So, go ahead and build your fence. Decorate it nicely. Maybe even put up a little welcome mat that says, "Good vibes only. Drama gets curbside pickup."